So, the conscious mind is also known as the critical factor. Consciousness is the quality of the mind generally regarded to comprise qualities such as subjectivity, self-awareness, sentience, which is the ability to sense or feel, sapience, which is the ability to think about sensations, feelings, and ideas, and the ability to perceive the relationship between oneself and one's environment. The conscious mind is often concerned with interpreting, discriminating, judging, and discerning. The term subconscious may be described as preconscious information, which, although not presently in the conscious mind, may be recalled by directing attention to them, such as memories not being recalled at present but still available to be recalled at will. The unconscious mind is defined as anything operating or existing outside of the conscious mind. The locations of the conscious and unconscious minds correlate with the two sides of the brain. The conscious mind functions primarily in the left brain, or more wisely stated, the analytical part of the mind, and the unconscious functions primarily in the right brain, or creative, metaphorical side of the mind. There is a twofold nature to the activity of the mind, indicating an interrelated process where the conscious and unconscious activity is simultaneous. Consciousness refers to awareness. Thereby, when you know or are aware of something, you are conscious of it. This conscious awareness is achieved through your sense organs, your ears, eyes, sense of smell, taste, and kinesthetic sensations are used to think, form judgments, and make decisions. Your consciousness breaks the information down into small parts and analyzes, compares, evaluates, and then provides its best response given the information provided. Your conscious mind also controls all your voluntary bodily movements. Once processed information is used, it is then stored for future reference. The unconscious mind, the hypnotist's favored intellect, provides instincts and intuition. It functions both as our savior, creator of genius, and simultaneously as our greatest enemy, providing primitive impulses such as fear, anger, jealousy, lies, and theft. It has been suggested that the unconscious mind consists of associated sense impressions and memories from our past, being composed of our brain, spinal cord, and nerve networks throughout our bodies. The unconscious mind also controls all non-voluntary bodily functions such as heartbeat, circulatory, digestive, respiratory, and reproductive organs. Beyond everything already said, the unconscious mind also controls the health and function of every cell of the body, our automatic habits, and the personal idiosyncrasy we each have. Most interestingly, at times, the unconscious mind takes control of the conscious mind and some of its functions, preventing speaking or causing stuttering or stammering, for instance. When the conscious mind freely gives in to the unconscious, allowing us to sleep, our unconscious mind becomes a problem solver and creative genius within our dreams. The unconscious mind is also said to be a servo mechanism which automatically steers towards its target. It reacts uncritically to all hypnotic suggestions and ideas and acts on them without judgment, provided they are not harmful. It cannot differentiate between the real and imagined, and not only is it much smarter than your conscious mind, it is much more powerful. No amount of willpower can override your unconscious. All of these reasons and more are what makes the use of hypnosis so exciting, because the unconscious mind enjoys to be addressed directly, although it does tend to pay attention to subliminal messages and has the tendency to create its own subliminal interpretations from our everyday exposures.